Going owling is different than anything else you might have tried, and does require a more serious commitment than most other types of birding. But to go owling in perfect conditions is an experience you are likely to never forget. If conditions for listening and hearing owls are good, namely calm winds with little traffic, you could be in for a morning to remember. Christmas might arrive early for the enthusiastic owl searchers, and their efforts, hopefully, duly rewarded by a bonanza of these nocturnal winged hunters. Cape Cod has a fairly stable and reliable population of great horned owls found in all Cape towns. This species, the largest and most powerful of all the North American owls, often start calling, duetting, back and forth between the male and female, just before dawn. The female is larger, and her boom is deeper than the male's. They can be heard easily from a couple miles away, their deep booming resonating and echoing as the sound waves travel further from the pair. It is a fantastic sound. Unfortunately, cars traveling along a roadway can be heard well over 2 miles away. Many fewer humans are awake and driving their cars in the wee hours before dawn than just after dusk. It allows one to hear much better, and if serious about finding owls, then the hours before dawn are really the best and only time to find them with regularity. Early mornings tend to be almost always better for listening conditions. Dead calm, absolutely windless conditions are perfect. No swaying branches or sounds generated by movement other than bird or animal. The calmer the conditions, the better one's chances at hearing and possibly seeing owls. Sounds are heard farther away and more clearly when there is little wind, and the birds also call more frequently. It is far more often calm at dawn than at dusk. Temperature is a factor, but not as far as it affects the birds calling. It is a factor for the observers, who are much more comfortable out walking, standing, listening, or just hanging out when it is in the mid-30s or 40s. It is downright fun and a pleasure as compared to a night when temperatures drop into the teens or 20s, as on many midwinter nights. Perhaps as you listen to this, you are getting psyched up to get up at some ridiculous hour and go look and listen for owls and whatever else there is to find in the cool night air. Where to go listen and how to go about it always looms as the big question. Like most things, there is no substitute for experience. One can gain this on your own by trial and error, or find someone with more experience and get him or her to take you with them the next time they go owling. This is the most productive, fastest, and easiest way to learn. Learning to imitate their calls is a good idea, but some of us are better at this than others. This commentator is especially unskilled at replicating sounds made by owls, but I try anyway. Even a crude imitation seems to work on most species. If you feel like getting up in the wee hours and the wind is calm, go on a listen for owls. Until next week, keep your eyes to the sky.